Because I know something y'all don't know. I know what the word is. Take your Bibles, go to John chapter 10. Maybe I'll figure it out if I can get it from here to here. Y'all remember tonight Helen Green, that's Cynthia's sister. She took a turn for the worst in the last, I guess, 12 to 15 hours. And it doesn't look good. We were with them earlier today, and then I got word right when I came in. They're looking at some other stuff, too, and it just doesn't look good. But we know God is ultimately in charge. And by the grace of God, we know, you know, where she stands with the Lord. And but the family needs prayer. And anyway, let's just have a moment of prayer for that family, if you will. Heavenly Father, we come to you right before we go into this service. We pray for the service. But Lord, we pray for Helen. Let's pray for that family. I pray for Cynthia, Lord. Let's pray for them. Give her grace and mercy and help. And if it's your will as children, we just ask for a healing, miraculous. But your will be done, not ours. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 10 and verse 19. John chapter 10, verse 19. Have you ever overheard your parents talking when you were younger, and maybe they said something good or something you got from the conversation that kind of like, wow, you know? Maybe you shouldn't have been hearing, or you could have been hearing, but you didn't realize you were in a bigger conversation than you are, but then it kind of helped you. John chapter 10, verse 19. That's the only thing I could think of. I was thinking about the apostles who were walking with Jesus, and sometimes during their walk with Jesus, they had to look at each other and every once in a while go, man, this is insane. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know we're all spiritual here, and we've decided to follow Jesus, but there is times, man, where walking with God, you are walking alone. You're walking alone. You're walking, not without God, but the world ain't going with you sometimes. When everybody else is telling you to do this and do that and better do, you know, the heart, and you're saying, look, I'm trusting God. And they look at you like you're crazy. And your family sometimes calls you crazy, and you've sold out, and you've gone crazy, you've become a holy roller, whatever it is. And then you can even get ridiculed for it. And I think every once in a while these apostles, Peter, James, John, Thomas, you know, I think they were sometimes walking with Jesus and going, man, we're going against every, you got to think they're the beginning. No, listen, I mean, we're a small church on a mountaintop, but we're a part of a lot of Christians around the world. Could you imagine if there was 12 of you? And Jesus, you know, I mean, you're just walking around and everything you've been taught, everything you've heard, everything you've believed, and every major church, every major temple, every person that you know, and you're telling them, no, we don't do that anymore. We follow that guy. Right? We follow him. And I mean, even though you've seen and felt and man, every experience you've had, it still had to be every once in a while. Man, y'all stick with me. We ain't got nothing. We gave up them boats. That tax job, I walked away. Hey, man, I was up under the tree hanging out. I was about to go back to work. Now I'm falling. Thomas is like, man, this could end badly. Judas, I mean, he really just come down to the point and said, hey, man, I'm going to make a deal. But this conversation, I bet, helped them. It's going to help us. Because if you can put the worship tonight together with a message, you'll realize God's pretty cool. Because I was sitting there, I was about to say, I don't know how I'm going to preach now that he's singing this. Because me and Scott, I didn't call him and say, hey, this is what I'm preaching tonight. And he didn't call me and say, hey, this is what I'm singing tonight. Listen to this. In verse 19, this is a conversation The Jews, I'll explain. Let's just read the verse and I'll explain it. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, "He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him?" Write this down. Make a note right there. If they call Jesus a devil, it'll be all right. You will be okay. They're going to call you some stuff too. Because Jesus, he was not the devil. Amen. He was God. And now if somebody calls you whatever they call you, just mark it up. Hey, put it in that little book. Jesus got called this. I get called that too. Okay, great. And I've been called everything under the sun, so it's okay. But just mark it up. It's going to happen. Verse 21, others said, "These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" I love somebody. I'm glad somebody in the Jewish culture said, "Hey, but wait a minute. I mean, yeah, this ain't the typical devil stuff. The devil stuff's pretty wild and crazy, and he's hurting people, destroying people, and this is a healing person. This is a helping person." So that Jesus does that, don't he? Jesus, when he enters in, you might be against him or for him, but praise God, you got to start wrestling, don't you? Anybody in here had to wrestle with Jesus before you got saved? Man, I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit does a number on you, don't he? Because you want to say, "Nah, it's fake, it's a bunch of phony, I don't want to do that, bunch of hypocrites, blah, 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 blah." But when you really get in the presence of God, when you lay down at night, or when you're driving down the road by yourself and you ain't got nobody else to impress, you start to say, "Yeah, but it really feels good." I know that's real, amen? I'm tired of wrestling. I got into a place in my life, I was tired of wrestling. There was a wrestling match going on here, and the apostles and disciples are all just with him, and they're listening to this, "He's a devil, he's not a devil, he's healing people." And they're all sitting there going, "He is healing people." Amen. Listen to verse 22, "And it was in Jerusalem at the Feast of Dedications, as it was winter." This is at that point, what's taking the place of that is Hanukkah. It's Christmas time. Amen. It's Jewish, what they're Jewish Christians. They're having a time. And Jesus is walking amongst them, and he's like, "I'm the gift of all gifts. Everything you do in Hanukkah, I'm it, baby. I'm the one. And everything you do at Christmas, everything, I am the gift. I'm the greatest gift under the tree." Amen. Oh, goodness. He's right there in amongst them. I just thought that was really neat to throw in there. And then listen to this. "And Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon's porch, and there came the Jews around about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." Man, I love this. I got tired of it. They were aggravated. I said, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? Amen? How long are you going to keep us wondering who you are?" Man, you know what? I'd hope, man, I'm telling you, I would hope Nicodemus was in this bunch right here. He probably looked around and was like, "Y'all all know." Amen. We all know. Remember when Nicodemus came to him by night? "We know that thou art a teacher come from God. We know." Man, I'm telling you, I love this part, man, about Jesus. I used to go to church. I was a heathen. My best friend's mom and dad made him go to church. And I would, every once in a while, they'd say, "Kevin, do you want to spend the night?" My friend Shane never got to spend the night with me. I always got to spend the night with him. And they'd say, "Well, you can spend the night Saturday, but you got to go to church with us." I'm like, "Oh." So we'd go to church. Never mind, I ain't going to tell you. But we'd get down there to church, and man, I'd get back there, and the preaching was so good, and the singing was so good, and all of a sudden they'd say, "Does anybody want to testify?" And the next thing you know, I'm standing up. Man, I just want to say God's so good. I mean, God, he's just, man, it's amazing to be in here. And all my friends are like, "What's going on with you?" "I don't know. I really don't know. Did anything change on the car ride home? No. Did anything change at school? No. But there was something on the inside of me who got around that thing. It came on." I mean, it was like click. And I couldn't shut up about Jesus, and I didn't even know him. I mean, I knew him, but I didn't know him. Amen? Jesus answered them. They wanted to know, man. They were sick and tired. They had this inner conflict, and this whole world has an inner conflict with who Jesus is. And you think sometimes, and I know I'm just pushing this around because this thing hit me today. There's an inner conflict going on with everybody in this world. And some people you think are so close to God, they're so far away. And some people you think that are so far away are really, really close. Amen? I mean, you'll meet some people and you'll say, God, that person, they're so far from God. They're so dark. They're so miserable. They're so angry. They're so whatever. Sometimes, man, they are right on the teetering spot with God. I've seen some of the people, man, that I thought, man, they won't never get it. Got it. And some people you think, man, they're just so nice and so kind. All they need is a little Jesus and they'll be good. God's already got an almost completed product. You ever met somebody that's almost, man, that's almost a full deal, man. Matter of fact, they're better than most people at the church. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus, just touch them. And, man, we got a rock star. Just roll with that one. And they never get it. I mean, you keep on telling them, hey, man, it's good that you're good, but you don't just be good. You need Jesus. I mean, right? They were wrestling. I love it. Verse 25. Now listen, Jesus ain't us. Write that down. Know it in your heart. Jesus ain't us. I'm going to be honest with you. Jesus will tell you how it is. Christians will sugarcoat. We will patty cake. We'll play. Jesus won't. I hate to tell you, we're all going to find this out eventually, but Jesus don't play. Verse 25. Watch this. Jesus answered them. Sometimes you don't want to. Everybody, God, let me talk to me, God, talk to me, talk to me. Man, has God ever really talked to you sometimes? Sometimes I'm like, God, be quiet, because you're scaring me. Amen? I told you. Never mind. I told you. Huh? I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Like, I told you. Man, I'm going to be honest. If I'd have died before I was August 28 of 04, I'd have stood before God and he would have said, I told you. And I would have come up, oh, you didn't do anything. I told you. Man, I'm glad he told me one more time. I'm glad he told me one more time. I'm glad I finally let go of the religion and let go of who I was and finally just said, you did tell me and I get it. Amen. Let's roll that back. I want you to get it again. Let's hear what I'm saying. This is Jesus answering. I told you, and you believe not the works that I do in the Father's name. They bear witness of me. You believe not. The only reason people are going to get into heaven or people are going to get into hell is whether they believe or don't believe. And some of y'all are sitting here probably thinking right now, Kevin, we got that. We've been in church forever. Why are you saying that? Because I'm seeing a whole generation of people who are constantly asking me, why? How do we know that we're saved? What do we got to do to be saved? You got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then you've got to sit down in Him. Does that make sense to y'all when I say sit down in Him? That means you've got to put everything you have in Him. All your trust, all your faith, all of you, you've got to say, I believe that you are enough to get me into heaven. You are my sacrifice. That's it. I believe in it. That's when you get saved. All the other stuff is ceremonial. Coming forward, ceremonial. Leaving, ceremonial. Baptism, ceremonial. Living for God, ceremonial to an extent. But I'm going to be honest with you. When you believe, the moment you say, I know who He is. Y'all might like this. You might not like it, but I'm preaching you the truth. The minute you look up and you realize, that's God. That Jesus, that's Him. I believe in who He is. You're saved. The rest of it is ceremonial. I'm gonna say it because I believe it in my heart. You got to believe it in your heart before you can say it out of your mouth. Amen? That thief on the cross robs us, don't he? Never made an altar call, not one. Amen? Never said an organized prayer, no, not one. God, I don't like preaching everything I know, but sometimes I just can't help myself. He just looked over and was like, hey, guess who's here? I wish I, man, one night on Wednesday night, I wish I'd just get silly, just outraged. When was the time that you looked around and said, you know, that's him? Man, that's amazing. Man, I'm glad that one day I woke up. Man, I've been running from God my whole life. And there he is. Man, there he, man, he's right. God, he's been after me. Did he pursue you? Man, it was like God unleashed the hounds of heaven on me. Never let me. I mean, every time I thought I had outrun them. Have you ever seen a good movie like where they, you know, they catch the convict? And man, it runs from the prison camp, runs from, and they catch him anyway. He thought he got away. Maybe it's like Cool Hand Luke or something. I'm sorry. Thought he got away. And there he comes back into prison, right? Because, man, he's finally let his guard down. I've made it far enough. And no, you didn't. I come to find out this. You can run and run and run and run from God, and you will run slap into him. I've ran as far as I can, and there he sits. I've been waiting for you to get here. Because in this point of your life, you need me. You said I needed you when I was 8. You did. 14, you did. 20, you did. 25, you did. But 30, here you are. Ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I surrender. Amen. You believe not. Look at this. I told you, believe not. The work that I've done, that they bear witness of me. I love this. It's the reason I come to preach. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. You know what he's saying? Now listen, I want you to overhear the conversation. He's having a conversation with a bunch of religious folks, a bunch of people who think they know. They're having a conversation. He said, I know that you are not one of mine because you are not one of my sheep. You don't do anything like I do. We try to make people Christians who don't follow Christ. We try to, well, they did something and they've done that and they've never looked like a sheep, never acted like a sheep, never followed the shepherd, but somehow, miraculously, I forget doing that. I just tell them, have you ever followed Jesus? Have you ever become a sheep? Golly, listen, sheep love the shepherd. If I ever meet a person who says they're a sheep and they talk bad about Jesus, I say, you don't know him. Well, I don't like this. I don't always talk about Jesus. And that's all they want to do is this Jesus stuff. And I'm sitting there going, you don't know him. You don't know him. Because if you ever met him, you would not even talk about him like that. When you say Jesus, you'd say, thank God the shepherd came. When I was lost, when I was out in the wilderness, the shepherd, Jesus came. Man, That bothers me when I get around. Well, that's all they want to talk about. You just don't know him, man. He said, I know. He said, I know. He goes, I know that you're not believers because you ain't my sheep. Whew, ain't that good? Watch this. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I want to get these two, but then I want to show you the meat of this message. This is kind of where I'm at today, and this is where God's got me on this message. That's why I came here to preach. They hear my voice. I worry about anybody who says they know Christ and God don't tell them stuff. You're sitting there going, what are you talking about? He talks audibly? No. I'm talking about the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times it's so contrary, it's weird stuff. Like give that money away. Every once in a while, just say amen. I mean, if you ever had that happen to you, say amen. All right? It'll be all right. It won't hurt you. Just let it roll right off the tongue. Amen. You ever had some money and you had a plan for it? Anybody? Anybody ever had a little money and had a plan for it? I don't care if it's 20 bucks. Man, I am the king. I hate saying this in front of this audience. That I can rat hole a $100 bill. I can fold that thing up so many ways, you wouldn't be able to tell what it is. Amen? Now my wife's. How much money you got? I got a book. How much you got? I got 5 on me. You got anything else? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. How about over where them pictures go? Anything in there? Mm-mm. I moved it. Amen? have a plan in your head for that 20, that 50, that 100, right? God say something stupid like, give that to so-and-so. Huh? Why, Lord? Don't make no sense. They don't need it. I need that. I'm going to eat out today. Take my wife on a date night. Give away. That's God. God says stuff like that. He says stuff like that. He says, go places when you turn around and go talk to that guy. Go and tell that person about me. Hey, go witness to me. Hey, that person over at work, walk right over there and tell them right now that I love them and tell them how you got saved. God, he don't need to hear that. He hates my guts anyway. I remember there's a guy named Furfur I worked with, and I mean, this guy, I was over there working on my machine, and he pulled up on this heister, and he sat there, and God said, go over and witness to him right now, right now, right now. You better go over there and witness to him. I said, good, I'm working. I'm doing my job. He's doing his job. We're going to get fired. I gave him all excuses. God said, if you don't go over there right now, you're going to be in big trouble. I looked over at him, and I was like, whew. I was a young Christian. I'm like, whew. Here we go, here we go. And he drove off. I was like, hey, praise God. Sorry, Lord, I'll get him next time, you know. This joker comes right back. Man, I lost my clipboard. You seen it? Oh. Walk over and I was like, man, I got to tell you something. What is it? Man, Jesus loves you, and can I tell you how I got saved? He goes, man, you ain't going to believe this. My whole world's falling apart. My wife's about to leave me, and I need something. I'm sitting there going, then by the time I got finished, I'm sitting there going, man, you got to come to church with me, man. I can show you some something to help you. My life was falling apart. Then I walked back to my machine like, whoa, I'm all jacked up. Hallelujah, praise God. Man, God, that's good. Did you feel that, God? God's like, I'm the one that's told you to go over there, and you didn't even want to go over there. Amen? That's how God works. I worry about people who say God never does. Man, God is a God. He will push you into stuff. He will push. He will nag. He because he loves people. And his voice, and you know what? I don't care how stubborn a sheep are or how obedient you are. You hear his voice, you do it. Amen? You hear it. Even if you somebody come in here sometimes, and I tell, I do the same thing. I come in here when I'm not a real good obedient sheep. I'm a stubborn sheep. I can tell. It starts to weigh down on me. I mean, come, y'all be real with me tonight. Wednesday night, it starts to weigh down on you, don't it? Because guess what? You're trying to figure out what's wrong. Why ain't I doing that? I don't feel good. This didn't work. That didn't work out. Because if you can track it almost back to the place where God told you to do something, you didn't do it. Now you're carrying that around. And all you, man, you want to get on the altar and say, all right, God, next time I'm going, I'm doing. Amen? That's what God's voice sounds like. And you don't hear it? Man, I feel sorry. Man, I'm telling you right now, you know what's scary for me? Is when I don't hear it. Whew. When somebody says, hey, when I know Wednesday's coming, and Sunday's coming, Sunday night's coming, I'm ready to preach, I want to preach at Flat Top Church, I'm on fire. I said, God, give me a word. And he's sitting there going, I mean, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I go into this book like a I'm hunting. I'm like a hunter. But, I mean, you can look at every message in there. If it ain't God, it won't matter. Man, you just want to listen to that voice. You want to hear that one, that word. Sometimes just one word. Just one word. I'm going to tell you what the word was tonight. And listen, they hear my sheep. Listen, they follow me. Is that what they said? Follow me. I'm leaving that one in the middle because on purpose, okay? Don't think I'm going crazy, but I'm not. They know me. I know them. And they follow me. Listen, they follow the shepherd. If that's your only defense, that's your food, that's your water, that's everything you need, you follow him. Amen. You follow. Blind. Can I get real for a minute? Just stay right here. Just be real with this. You follow him despite of where everybody else is going. I'm telling you, down some narrow paths. Everybody's going the other way. And they say something like, don't go down there. Don't do that. You shouldn't do that. Better pray about that. And God's sitting there going, all you can see is the crook of the shepherd's stick. Amen? And all he's doing is going. And you've got to follow. And people have. Has anybody ever called you crazy for following Jesus? Has anybody ever said, that's crazy? Listen, I had to tell people, we're moving. Yep, me, the wife, the kids. We're all moving. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're going to go under. I can see the shepherd. He's going that way. I could stay here, and I know this, but the shepherd's going that way. Has the shepherd ever took off on you? Can I give you some good advice? Follow him. You ain't never going to regret it. What you will regret is if you don't. You will regret. You'll sit there and you'll, for the next 5 years, 10 years, you'll be like, man, I wished I'd. Because every time I've not followed him, I've regretted it. And every time I have, I'm thinking, thank God. Hey, man, can I be honest with you? There's some wolves on the journey and lions on the journey and some thieves on the journey. And there's some dark times, perilous times, hard times, scary times, times you feel like you're not good enough and you ain't well enough. But guess what? Guess who's with you? The shepherd takes care of it. Amen? Guess what? If you stay where you're at, and those same lions, those same thieves, the same wolves, the same, and guess what? Just with nothing, he's not there in that. Amen? Can I give you the whole reason I came to preach tonight? Whole thing? Title of this message? This is the best part. I don't even care. The other two were really good. This is the best part. Read it with me. Listen to this. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I know them. Whew. I know. Dude, listen, if you get this, this will kill you. You ever say, I know Jesus? That's a good thing. But he knows me. That gives me. If you ever get a chance to go see the President of the United States, say, I know him. He's Donald Trump. It'd be something awesome if he turned around and said, hey, that's Kevin Shelton. You know what I'm saying? Well, I hate to tell you this. The president's small potatoes. I'm trying to stay under control, Lord. Because one day he's going to look at you, God, the one who created the whole universe, not a president, not a world leader, is going to say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. I know you. I know you. I remember when I placed you in the womb. Whew. My God, I know you. Listen, I wrote some things down. I don't even know if I see them. The soldier. A soldier who's on the battlefield. The soldiers who's in places, in rooms, in hotels, in barracks, in foxholes, in tanks, in airplanes, in places. God knows them. He knows it. Listen, you'll worry sometimes about God, my kid is out there and they're in such a bad place. He's serving in our country. God knows exactly where they're at. He does. He knows exactly where they're at. He knows exactly. He can pinpoint them. He knows how to protect them. He knows to provide for them. And if he knows them, he knows them. And you know what? If they live on that battlefield or if they die on that battlefield, God knows them. Amen? Whew! That's important. That's important. There's some 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid right now somewhere around the world who's praying a prayer. God, do you still remember me? I made a commitment to you when I was in Vacation Bible School. I made a commitment to you in that little old church. Now you got me halfway around the world. God, do you remember who I am? And he says, I know you. I know you. That kid's off to college, that kid who's starting school, that kid's in high school, when they're walking down the hallway and everything's against them, every drug comes against them, every devil comes against them, every peer pressure comes against them, and even when they fail, even when they fail, even when they're, God help me preach, even when they're in the places they shouldn't be, talking to the people they shouldn't be talking to, God still says, I know them. That's my kids. I will protect them. I will chasten them. I will correct them. And I will go after them. Mom and Dad, they're mine too. Man, that's some of y'all should shout the glory every once in a while because you can't go everywhere your kids go. The parent who thinks I'm not enough. I didn't do enough. I'm not smart enough. I didn't raise my kids right. I tried to do this and I tried to do that. And they still do this and they still say that. And they're still looking at this and they're still looking. And I overheard them saying that. And you're sitting there saying, God, I don't know. You know what? God knows you too. No, come on. Y'all help me preach. God put your kids in your life because he knew you. Whew. He could have gave them to somebody else, but he thought enough of you to give them to you. You're a good daddy. You're a good mama. You love them. Amen? They might be hurt and they might be scared. They might not be what you think they're going to be, but guess what? God's still working on them. And if you're a good parent, God's still working on you too. It wouldn't hurt none of you every once in a while. Put your hands around your kids and say, hey, baby, listen, God's still working on me too. I know I'm asking a lot of you. I know that I say a lot of things, but guess what? God's working on me too. That worker. Sometimes you feel all alone. It's mundane, punching the clock, doing the same thing, going to the same office, going to the same car ride, same morning, same worker, same play, same boss, same situation, same drama. Oh my goodness, is this ever going to change? God still knows you too. God still got a purpose for you on that job. He's still providing through that job. He's taking care of you, your family, and guess what? He loves that coworker that you don't. Amen, preacher. And this one was for today. For the lady who's laying in ICU, who can't breathe, and you look there and you're helpless. And you're sitting there going, I don't have a prayer other than can you help? And can you heal? And will you give mercy? And will you give grace? God, I'm standing here and I can't do nothing. God says, I know who they are. I know exactly who they are. Everybody that believes in me, everybody who are my sheep, no matter what they look like to you, I know them. I know them. And that helps me, knowing that the shepherd of my soul knows me. I know a little bit about him. I'm learning more every day. But he knows me. He knows everything about me. Listen, help me preach. He knows everything about me. I'm fully known and fully loved. Y'all don't get that. Y'all don't get that. If you'd got that, you'd be in this altar already. You're fully known by God. He knows everything about you and still loves you. And still says, that's my sheep. And still says, I'd die for you again. And still says, I'll love you despite of who you are. My God, that's who you are tonight. I hear his voice. I follow him. And that's great. But there ain't nothing greater than knowing the shepherd knows me. And he knows you tonight. Let's all stand.